105.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station. It's the high part of Sean Streets.
Hello.
Freaky Fridays.
Welcome
Freaky
back.
Fridays. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Yes, it's Friday.
It's Friday. My smiles get so much bigger when it's Friday.
How was your day? Let me guess, lazy.
Oh, so much.
Lazy.
I didn't do a single thing today. Not one.
Lucky man, how I envy those days. How I envy those days when you
should have enjoyed them when you had the chance.
I never did.
You never took a break.
I graduated in July, started work in October. So technically, the few months in between, I had some other household chores to do. So technically, I never took a day off after graduation. I literally left the office at 5:15.
There.
On a Friday.
Today's not about you, though.
Oh, yes, it's not about me. It's not about you. We do have a guest in the studio. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how do you do?
Genius. I'm doing really well. I'm very happy it's a Friday as well.
Exactly.
Aren't we all?
No.
Who is it? Friday is the best
we
day ever.
We are all. Introduce yourself to the Hype Nation.
Yes. My name is Galila Beba, and I work for Initiative Africa. It's a local NGO established in 2002. Focused on reducing risks to vulnerable populations, especially women and marginalized populations in Ethiopia. It's worked on many different projects like research and benchmarking projects, figuring out violence and the state of violence in the country, focusing on student education and getting quality education to all students, and many different aspects of school life for kids in Ethiopia, and also focuses on dropout and youth education as well.
Interesting.
You remember school days though, right? I know it's a long time ago, but
I do remember.
You remember those days.
Don't let the gray hairs fool you. It's just a sign of wisdom, not age.
Yes, today we're going to be...
What brings you here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to talk about a project that we're starting.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Making Change Happen. And one of the activities in our project is we're going to be celebrating Anti-Bullying Week this year. Anti-Bullying Week, November 12 to 16 is Anti-Bullying Week. It was named to be Anti-Bullying Week. It started at the UK, but most of the global population is adapting it for their schools and trying to focus on different themes for every single year. So this year, the theme for this week is going to be Choose Respect.
Choose respect.
Yes.
Put some respect on it. Anyways, yes. We're going to talk about this, and I'm pretty sure you have a lot of things lined up,
yes.
As I can see.
We do need to discuss this.
We have to discuss such things.
It's
you know?
Like, lately we're tackling a lot of taboo subjects.
Interesting, because last week we talked about mental health awareness, yeah. And before that, what we talk about?
I don't know, menopause?
Crickets. Anyways, let's go for a few musical breaks, and we will be
too.
Back. What?
You're about to find out.
Stay tuned. Let's get it.
105.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station.
One of 5.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station. It's the Hype Hot Sean Streets.
Welcome back.
Yes. Freaky Fridays. It's chilly. It's chilly in the studio.
Very cold
right,
in
right,
here.
Right.
What is happening?
I know. Anyways, we are back in this movie, Doggy and TJ in our house.
Welcome back.
We do have a guest in the studio.
Hi, Mom.
Our weekend. Hi. Dino. Salam.
I have to confess.
You sure?
You met my mom, right?
Yeah.
She looks like my mom. And now I'm homesick.
Really?
Yeah, she does. And now I'm homesick. But...
You know I'm bad with faces, right?
He doesn't remember.
You know I'm bad with faces, right?
But yes, we do have a guest in the studio. Trying to be serious today because this is a serious topic.
Exactly.
And something that we need to discuss and we need to create awareness and get it out there as much as possible. Welcome back. We hope you're enjoying
Thank you so far. I am.
Off-air conversation, the on-air conversations.
It's been wonderful.
It's two different worlds.
It's two different worlds. I know.
Yeah.
But anyways, continue with our guest.
Yes. So I was mentioning one of the projects that Initiative Africa mm-hmm. is undertaking called Making Change Happen.
Okay.
Making Change Happen, the inspiration for Making Change Happen is a couple of things. First is the lack of information that girls have, especially in rural areas, about sexual and reproductive health. Mm-hmm. I think the access to information and the responsibility of communities for offering that information is something that really needs to be worked on in our country. One of the statistics that you should probably know is about 41 females in our country get married before the age of 18.
Wow.
And that is a current statistic. And you know, that can be a huge impediment for girls when it comes to not just their education and self-development, but also their physical health. Some of them get married at a very young age where their bodies are not ready, and they're not aware of their own bodies in a way that they can make decisions about what they want to do, whether they want to have children, and so on and so forth. So I think that access to information is very important regarding that. But another very, very big part of this project is violence against women, gender-based violence, especially in school communities. One of the things we're focusing on and we want to really talk about today is bullying in schools, whether it's towards girls or boys. What is the culture of bullying in our country, and why have we been so okay with allowing bullying to happen, encouraging actually kids to strengthen and toughen up when such things happen instead of mitigating it? And as parents, as community members, as school administrators, as bystanders, saying something and speaking up for the rights of children to not have bullying happen to them. So that's kind of one of the things that we really want to tackle today. What is this culture of bullying in our country, and how is that we can like work on addressing it?
Interesting, because I don't know, like, we have never addressed such issues. Bullying, yes, there is.
Oh boy, bullying in school. Oh boy, kids are mean. I was saying that outside as well. It's like kids are very mean.
Kids are mean, honestly,
like
whether we like it or not.
In your head, when you're about to say something to a person, when you're about to do something bad to a person, in your head, you're like, okay, this isn't, you know. You've developed your conscience to a level where you know right from wrong. But a kid will say just about anything. It's like, watch your mouth. Were you bullied as a child?
I had a bully when I was
like a physical bully? Really?
So like this is what happened, right? So I think we were in kindergarten and stuff. This kid used to come up to me, right? So like he used to ask my name. I was telling my full name. For no reason, he used to beat me up and walk away without telling me, change your name.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Turns out we shared the same name, but I never saw that guy afterwards.
Okay.
That was like a year or so.
Yeah. I can't
like
say I was.
Every time when I saw that kid, I used to run away, honestly.
So it had an impact on you.
Of course.
It definitely
well,
had
at the
an
moment,
impact.
Yeah.
At the moment.
At the moment, yeah. Obviously. But not anymore, I guess.
Not anymore.
Like, yeah. Look at
you've gotten over it, good.
Yeah.
But yes, earlier we were talking about cyberbullying as well.
Yes.
Which is one of the things that I see more and more these days. And it's not just with kids. It's even with adults. The internet is turning into this little vortex.
I sense it's a dark place.
Yeah, where you can't, like, you can hide from kids when you get home at the end of the day. But when it's on the internet, it's like wherever you go kind of follows you. So are you guys working on cyberbullying and how to tackle that, how to let parents know the things that and the signs that you should watch out for, what's happening?
Maybe on that note, we should go for a musical break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this. Let that sink in. Exactly.
Yeah.
8444 is the number to text to. We will be back. 105.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station. It's the High Potter Show on the Streets.
Welcome back, everybody.
We are back. Freaking Fridays.
That
is me, Dougie and TG in the house. Much better?
I said I'm out of breath.
Stop running. Exercise. Don't sit. Thank you, sport.
This is bullying right here.
Oh, see,
talk to the
now, this is bullying. You see what I mean?
This is verbal bullying. This is insane.
You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But he doesn't behave. It's so hard.
This is bullying.
Welcome back.
Exactly, man.
8444 is the number to text to. If you guys have any questions or comments for our guests, please do hit us up. 689 LXG.
How you been, man?
For Freaky Fridays. Keep up the amazing work as always.
How you doing?
Thank you so
doing? Thanks for tuning in.
Get to the rest of your texts later on.
Anyways.
Yes, so we were talking about types of bullying off air.
Yes, so we have categorized 4 different types of bullying. Mm. The first one is verbal bullying, which is the most easy one to identify. Those includes threats, insults, tormenting, teasing, inappropriate sexual comments, and barbs that are directed at somebody, specifically at somebody. So the official description, the official definition of bullying, mm-hmm. I can read it out here for you. Bullying is repeated aggression.
Okay.
And focus on the repeated. It's not a one-time thing. It's not something somebody did to you like 5 years ago. It's something that is continuous, repeated, and targeted at you or somebody you know. It could be verbal, physical, psychological damage that is caused by an individual or a group against others.
Okay.
And it causes significant harm to the victim. It is intentional, it's aggravating, and intimidating. It involves 3 different parties: the bully victim, and the bystander.
Okay.
And
okay,
in most cases, there is a bystander in society as well. There's somebody who's observing somebody being bullied
and doing nothing.
And doing nothing. Exactly. So the different categories of bullying here are verbal bullying, physical bullying, emotional bullying, and the most important one that we want to focus on today, something so relevant to today's youth, is cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys had something to say about cyberbullying and its relevancy to our culture.
Yeah, today. But it's let's so hear what you have to say about that first.
Well, cyberbullying is the use of internet and other digital communication devices to practice continual online harassment or bullying and targeting of individuals. It could be anonymous, or you could know who is bullying you. It could be somebody that you see in your day-to-day. It could be somebody that is stalking you. It could be somebody you go to school with. It could be somebody that is an inappropriate member of society to be contacting you as a youth, as a woman. Some of the things that you can take as cyberbullying is hacking of Facebook accounts and continually posting things on somebody's account that is not some kind of content they would post, or taking somebody's number and sending them threatening texts, or telling them I hate you, or you should kill yourself, or you shouldn't come to school tomorrow, I don't want to see you, nobody likes you. It could be posting things about somebody and writing long essays just talking about somebody's private life. And usually these things are done anonymously, because these are things you wouldn't say to somebody in person. It's so cruel and it's so harmful and hurtful that you wouldn't say something to somebody. But because of the internet and the distance it allows people to relate to, you could be friends with somebody on Facebook and not actually be friends with them.
Yeah.
And you can be targeted. So this distance that social media has brought in our culture and how we relate to each other has worsened the effects of bullying, because you don't see somebody crying after you post a mean comment about them. You don't see how terrible their day is. You don't see the emotional damage. Some of these scars are invisible scars, but they definitely cause the scars.
That's
wow.
True.
Yeah.
So you are working on public schools, yeah?
Yes.
So why did you choose public schools to focus on?
Well, we really wanted to focus on public schools because that, I think, is where there's variations in socioeconomic background. There's variations in how children are brought up. And there's also not enough resources for the school community to have broad support to mitigate bullying, to address bullying. The school administrators are usually, they have a lot of work on their hands and they have a lot of responsibilities. And, you know, one child being bullied or being harassed is such a small part of their job description that it's not given the attention it needs, where every single individual child has a right and deserves the right to safety, according to the UN Convention on the Human Rights of the Child. Every child has a right to safety, and it doesn't just include private schools where, you know, kids can have their parents come and have a certain situation handled.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of kids that do go to public school don't have parents that can just come to school and handle, you know, issues like that. And some of the facts that surround the culture of bullying is that the attack against children and students is greater in low socioeconomic countries, mm-hmm. and especially in low socioeconomic ranges in society. So we want to focus on public schools because there is a huge problem of violence, especially gender-based violence. So our focus is on empowering young girls and bringing safety and security to schools so that children can develop, especially kids that have already disadvantages to succeeding in society. They should not have another obstacle to being able to succeed because of the aggressive and intimidating environment that they're learning in. So that's the inspiration for working in public schools.
Interesting.
That's a very good point.
It's, wow.
Private school kid, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. It was scary. It was literally scary.
We're not trying to distance ourselves from the situation here, but there are issues in private schools as well.
It's overpopulated, it's underfunded.
Yeah, private schools, they do go through the same issues, but with the reasons that you actually mentioned earlier, more or less it's easier to handle.
Definitely.
But in public schools,
that doesn't mean there's no bullying.
That does not mean there's no bullying. Exactly. There is bullying is everywhere.
Bullying is everywhere.
Yeah.
In the office, there's bullying, right? There's an office bully.
So
it's true.
The week that we're celebrating, what are some of the activities that you guys have planned that people could be a part of?
Well, very interesting that you bring this up, because during the anti-bullying week, we will be holding a number of coordinated activities within these public schools, especially on November 16th. Mm-hmm. We'll be holding a parent, teacher, and school community leader kind of get together and having different events that kind of highlight the importance of responding to bullying, addressing bullying, and discussing, having an open discussion about the level of violence within these schools, so that those responsible for taking care of safeguarding the health and the mental well-being of these kids, which is the adults, can have a frank discussion about what is the reality that's happening. So one of the things that we're doing to bring more awareness to this is we're holding a writing contest.
Essay contest.
It can be essay and poem, poetry and prose, 500 to 1,000 words maximum in English or Amharic, whichever one children choose to use. And we're going to be hoping that this is for kids between the ages of 12 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you really wanted to be a part of this.
He's 17.
Are you 17?
Yes, I am 17.
Ignore the gray hair. He's 17.
I'm 17. If I show you how I look 17, then it would.
Well, since this project is specifically on schools, we want to give children the chance to talk about their experiences with bullying, whether it's particularly what happened to them or somebody they know, or what they observed or what they think about it. So we want them to be descriptive and really, really be raw about it, because the competition, there is a prize for the competition.
Oh, we're not going to
there is a prize.
There is a prize.
There is a prize. So we want to encourage kids to participate. And can I talk about the prize?
Sure.
So I encourage.
Go for it.
So the top three students will receive educational materials worth $1,500 each.
Nice.
Yes, and the first place winner school will actually get educational materials worth 10,000 birr from Initiative Africa.
That's amazing.
So this is a huge incentive, I think.
That's amazing.
For not just the schools, but also the students to really take part in engaging this issue.
So it's anybody can participate.
Anybody,
it's free.
Yes.
Entry is free.
Between the ages of 12 to 18, if you're learning in school and you know what bullying is and you want to say something about it, please participate in this contest.
All right.
Where can they submit? We will be talking about
yes,
that.
Yes, we can talk about
back.
That. We can talk
yes.
about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
8444 is the number to text to. Stay tuned. We will be back. One of our 5.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station. It's the high part of Sean Streets. I get emotional when I talk, you know.
What is with you?
Don't mind me. It's Friday. Don't mind me. Hey, I already liked the page.
Apparently.
I did, apparently.
Well,
but yes, we are back, Spicky Fatties.
Indeed.
Hello.
Hello.
Last digit 419 said bullying is not knowing how to respect others. That's true.
Interesting.
Exactly what we're talking about right now.
Exactly. Anyways. So we're talking about the essay competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
The writing competition. So for those of you who are just tuning in, there is a competition, an essay writing competition.
Kids aged 12 to 18.
In regards to bullying,
yeah.
Where and when can
and
they
how,
submit and how can
how
they,
much.
Is it like they have to write it?
Yeah.
Is it in an electronic form? Should they email it? Should they bring it in person?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned all those because all those are possible.
Oh, okay.
So we have multiple forms of submission. We have our email, which, listen up, it's info@initiativeafrica.net. And there's also our Facebook page, which you can like and follow for updates on our project. You could also submit your written work to Lucky Building, which is around Bole Medhane Alam behind Edna Mall, Lucky Building, which is found in front of Monarch Hotel, on the fifth floor, room 505. So I'll repeat that one more time. Around Bole Medhane Alam, the road behind Edna Mall, Lucky Building, room 505 on the fifth floor. Those are the details for submitting the essay. And, you know, some of the requirements, 500 to 1,000 words max for kids 12 to 18 in school that have something to say about bullying, whether you've experienced it, you know somebody that has experienced it, or you want to know how you can be a part of addressing and changing the culture of bullying in our country. So this is a part of a larger project called Gender Equality Making Change Happen that is being run by Initiative Africa. It's a local NGO. And one of the most important things we're going to be celebrating is Anti-Bullying Week, November 12 to 16.
10 days from now is going to start.
Yeah. 10 days from now.
Interesting. So the essay, this is like an essay writing competition, right?
Essay, it can also be poems, Amharic or English, whatever
like
you want to do. Fiction as well.
500 to 1,000 words.
500 to 1,000 words, a short story that talks about bullying.
I'm trying to find a kid that's like 13 or 12 or so I can actually give him my writing so I can submit. My nephew's not 12 years. My nephew's not 12 years. I'm thinking about the...
Yeah.
That was like, if the kid wins, he's going to get the prize.
Yes.
It's very easy.
The prize that the top three winners get education materials worth $1,500 each, and the first place winners represented school will get education materials worth $10,000.
Right, there is no entry fee. It's free. It's open for all. Anybody can write. From those of you who are from 12 to 18,
yes.
Specifically, you guys...
No. Please,
it's a very, very interesting. I'm pretty sure a lot of people actually.
Yes, submission deadline is November 25th.
Oh, wow.
So we will have given you a long time to really think about this process. Celebrate Anti-Bullying Week with us. Get inspired. And don't forget the theme of this year's Anti-Bullying Week is Choose Respect. So with the response to one of your people that texted in, it is not knowing how to respect people is bullying. So let's try to choose respect.
Put some respect on it.
Unfortunately, we are running out of time. But there's if you have any thank yous, any hellos that you want to send out there,
now's your time.
I just want to reach out to any kid out there who has been bullied or who is undergoing bullying right now. I think this is the time for us all to kind of stand up together and kind of look out for each other and speak up for each other. Because if you can't say something, somebody should say something. So tell somebody if you're being bullied. Don't stay quiet. That's what I want to say.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Moms?
Absolutely. Yes, thanks,
moms.
Mom.
Say hi.
Choose respect.
Choose respect, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you very
much. So
much.
Thank you
once
guys.
Again for coming in and in such a short notice.
Yes.
Actually, big ups to Brooke who actually connected us.
Yes.
I don't know who that is, but hello.
Hello. Thank you, Brooke.
Anyways,
we're going to take pictures outside and
post it on
our
Facebook page.
Some of the information and the Facebook page as well. So make sure to give it a thumbs up and you'll get all the information you need just in case you missed it. We're going to be